Welcome to the Self-Care in Long-Term Care podcast series. In the previous podcasts, we discussed self-care to reduce burnout, fatigue, and stress. Today, we are going to explore prevention of compassion fatigue through self-care and self-compassion. You may have heard of compassion fatigue before, but maybe you aren't certain as to what it means. Let me provide you with a scenario to help characterize compassion fatigue. Through my years of being a nurse, I cared for numerous residents who were entering their last stages of life. I was there with them as they took their last breath, and as I would provide final cares to the resident's body, I would reflect on the care that I provided and contemplate whether I did everything in my power to ease their transition and make them comfortable in those last moments of their life. One day, I was providing those same cares to a woman that I had been a caregiver to for about 4 years. We were short-staffed, had a couple of residents who were ill, and a couple of admissions coming in that afternoon. I remember feeling numb, just trying to get through the last cares as fast as I could. I didn't realize it then, but I was suffering from symptoms of compassion fatigue and emotional exhaustion. Up to 85% of nurses experience some form of compassion fatigue symptoms, and it isn't related to a character flaw or mental illness. Compassion fatigue is a condition that happens over time as a response to prolonged exposure to trauma or suffering. Compassion fatigue can also occur suddenly from a triggering factor, such as a resident's death. Compassion fatigue may include anxiety, depersonalization, a feeling of helplessness, desensitization, or a perceived sense of failure. While compassion fatigue can happen to anyone, it is most common in nurses who have less than 4 years of experience or who are under the age of 35. In long-term care, we often care for residents who are nearing the end of their lives. COVID-19 and the events associated with the pandemic only multiplied and compounded this. And on top of that, the workloads of all people working in long-term care astronomically increased. This created a perfect storm of emotional distress associated with COVID-19, increased mortality rates, and the chaos and confusion around a virus that we knew little about, leading to increased compassion fatigue. In long-term care, we often care for residents who are nearing the end of their lives. COVID-19 and the events associated with the pandemic only multiplied and compounded this. And on top of that, the workloads of all people working in long-term care astronomically increased. This created a perfect storm of emotional distress associated with COVID-19, increased mortality rates, and the chaos and confusion around a virus that we knew little about, leading to increased compassion fatigue. People who work in long-term care do so because they have a heart for caring for others and provide compassion to them. Unfortunately, people who are experiencing compassion fatigue may be unable to provide a caring behavior and empathy in their relationships. The effects of compassion fatigue can impact both psychological and physical health, leading to decreased job satisfaction and the potential for negative outcomes. Like being burned out, compassion fatigue can lead to feelings of exhaustion, ineffectiveness, becoming cynical, and reduced satisfaction. When compassion fatigue and burnout occur at the same time, we see a significant increase in turnover rates. It is important to recognize risk factors and triggers for compassion fatigue. Risk factors and triggers may include long-term exposure to traumatic experiences, including pain, suffering, and death, perceived failure from inability to prevent suffering, prolonged stress of the caregiver, inability to balance empathy and objectivity, lack of self-care, and decreased self-compassion. Compassion fatigue may manifest as an exhaustion, fatigue, headaches, pains, sleep disturbances, anxiety, depression, forgetfulness, mood swings, oversensitivity, lack of empathy, or dreading going to work, just to name a few. Compassion fatigue can be reduced or even prevented through self-compassion. Self-compassion is a culmination of self-kindness, mindfulness, and a sense of humanity. People who actively engage in self-compassion have higher job satisfaction and reduced burnout rates. Self-care is important, but it is not the same thing as self-compassion. Self-care usually takes place outside of work or on breaks while at work. Self-compassion is utilized during work and especially during high stress or traumatic experiences, such as when caring for a dying resident. Self-compassion may improve coping skills and enhance feelings of acceptance, positivity, and peace. It can be a bit challenging to navigate how to focus on self-compassion at work when you have so many competing priorities. This is where your organization can help foster a culture where self-compassion is promoted. Self-compassion in the workplace can take on many different aspects, such as through a formal self-compassion program, integrated into a current wellness program, or through incorporating it into team meetings and huddles. Another idea is to have printed materials. Printed self-compassion materials help people incorporate self-compassion into their daily work routines. Cultivating a culture of self-compassion means that the organizational leaders model it themselves and support enhanced well-being amongst team members. A quick way to start the process of introducing self-compassion into daily work routines is to hang a poster in break rooms or other places where team members are likely to see it. Post a catchy quote such as, "Awareness without attitude, judgment, or criticism is mindfulness." Remind team members that it is okay to take a mindful moment to stop, breathe deep, and then respond to the situation. This can be an empowering message to someone who may be struggling with compassion fatigue. Self-compassion and self-care are key elements in not only taking care of yourself, but also so that you are able to care for others while being at the top of your game. As we bring this podcast to a close, I want you to consider how you can embrace self-compassion. How can you encourage your team members to embrace self-compassion? The step that you take today may just be the best step for all of your tomorrows. The next podcast will continue to explore self-compassion through mindfulness, self-kindness, and common humanity. Until the next podcast, be well and take a moment to provide yourself with a little self-compassion. Thank you for joining us today as we reviewed the importance of self-compassion and self-care.